coming up.
Today on Money Beat, a short seller's valiant report offers no new allegations. We'll talk about all of that right now.
Traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal, your traveling companion in the digital age. Now, Money Beat.
Hello, welcome to the Money Beat podcast. I am Paul Vigna, joined today by Stephen Grosser and perhaps the only New York athlete who was not disappointed yesterday, Maureen Farrell, who you ran the marathon, Maureen.
I did.
And you finished it.
I finished it.
You did well.
424.
Well enough for me.
424. That's the number of the week, Grosser. That's the number of the week.
That's exactly what you wanted, right?
It was right in line with it. No complaints, a little sore today.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I am not totally happy with the sports world yesterday because it was a tough night. I was a Mets fan.
Brutal New York sports day, right?
So a beautiful day at the marathon, yeah, but a brutal night.
Right.
And I would
right.
like to also point out that Steve Russolo, who was a longtime member of this podcast, ran the marathon as well. Slightly faster than Maureen, but he is not in work today.
Not in the office.
Not in the
Didn't
office.
Didn't make it in.
For his first day back at the Wall Street Journal.
I will admit that he's probably much more upset than me about the Mets.
That is true.
That's the real reason he's not
here.
Yeah,
that's what I kind of think.
Let's talk about the markets for a second. There's a very interesting story. Valiant, again, in the news.
Continuing to be in the news.
But this time, I mean, and Maureen, take me through this. This is interesting because you had a short seller who made a really big stink about a report that he was going to come out with. And then when he came out with it, poof, nothing. No allegations, no bombshells, right? What happened here?
No, on Friday he said he was going to release something on Monday that would be information about Valiant that would be dirtier than anyone ever expected. Mm-hmm. Then on Sunday, he talked
about... This is Andrew Left of Citron Research.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Citron, for you who don't remember, was the shop that... And Andrew Left was the guy who wrote the report that really hit last week Valiant shares.
Yeah, it probably had the biggest single effect, or it really catalyzed a lot of other questions around the company.
Or 2 weeks ago, I guess,
Two weeks ago, yeah. He said this on Friday, and a lot happened on Friday. They cut ties with this pharmacy, specialty pharmacy that was in question, Philidor. Bill Ackman hosted a marathon 4-hour conference call, really defending the stock, defending his investment in it to investors. But this also came out, and the stock ended the day down a lot, more than 10%. And it was hard to tell, really, was it what Citron Research said that they were going to say?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on Sunday, he talked to our colleague Michael Rapaport, and he said he really dialed it back. He said, I don't think I'm going to come out with any new allegations. He basically said that I don't want to be in the center of this, mentioned his lawyers. Valiant has said that they are going to have talked to the SEC about Mr. Left.
Right.
So it was hard to tell. He went on CNBC and talked for a while today. He insinuated a lot of things and continued to criticize the company, but he said, I'm going to leave it up to the major media outlets who have a lot of lawyers working for them to take the next step.
I mean, the thing of this is, companies always complain about short sellers, right? I mean, this is what they do because the short sellers are coming, with a clear axe to grind. But usually it doesn't work out quite like this. I mean, this guy is really out there looking very bad. I mean, you say on Friday that you have bombshells, the stock is down 10%, you're short, you're already declared short, you're betting against the company, and then Monday comes and you got nothing?
Yeah, you're not going to give anything. He hints that he has something. So,
I mean, this really, Valiant, which is under a lot of pressure and maybe justifiably so, this is a big out for them in the eyes of the community because now they can say, look, this is what is happening. This is just a witch hunt. This guy, he said a lot of things and he had nothing. We're okay. We're clean. No problems with us. Look at the short seller.
So, obviously when things go tough, companies love to blame short sellers, and this does give them an out. But when we look, when we sort of try to calibrate, what effect did he have in his, supposed bombshell,
mm-hmm.
the stock's up today, but it's up about 6%. and it's still 10% down from where it closed last Thursday. So no the one's real, really the, believing there.
Let's face it. I mean, this isn't, you know, Valiant, you know, started to slide long before Andrew Left took, you know, center stage, and it has continued to slide. And it faces a multitude of issues with investors. First of all, Jim Chanos, famous short seller, was out many years ago.
A year and a half ago.
You know, complaining about their business model. The reality is when you cut R&D, you basically don't want R&D. You have to continue to grow through M&A or through increasing the pricing on drugs. Now, pricing of drugs has become a big political football. Congress has asked for documents regarding how Valiant prices their drugs. So have attorney and district to the Justice Department. You also have the idea of like Valiant now has gotten to the size that like how many to really make it impactful to its bottom line. Deal. It really needs to be a big deal at this point, and there are very few companies, that they can do, and especially when your share price is this low.
And they've also said, I mean, they're highly leveraged.
And you're carrying $28 billion in debt.
Yeah, they say that that's their focus right now is to pay it down.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so, from a shareholder perspective, I mean, you have to get comfortable with all these things. Before, you're going to, like, you want to put your money. And I think a lot of people, this is a hot money stock, and a lot of people are now questioning that.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.